Staring at the Sun by Irvin Yalom, narrated by Gregory Gorton.
Chapter 1. The Mortal Wound. Sorrow enters my heart. I am afraid of death. Gilgamesh. Self-awareness is a supreme gift. The treasure is precious as life. This is what makes us human. But it comes with a costly price, the wound of mortality. Our existence is forever shadowed by the knowledge that we will grow, blossom, and inevitably diminish and die. Mortality has haunted us from the beginning of history. 4,000 years ago, the Babylonian hero Gilgamesh reflected on the death of his friend Enkidu with the words from the epigraph above. Thou hast become dark and cannot hear me. When I die, shall I not be like Enkidu? Sorrow enters my heart. I am afraid of death. Gilgamesh speaks for all of us. As he feared death, so do we all, each and every man, woman, and child. For some of us, the fear of death manifests only indirectly, either as generalized unrest or masqueraded as another psychological symptom. Other individuals experience an explicit and conscious stream of anxiety about death. And for some of us, the fear of death erupts into terror that negates all happiness and fulfillment. For eons, thoughtful philosophers have attempted to dress the wound of mortality and to help us fashion lives of harmony and peace. As a psychotherapist treating many individuals struggling with death anxiety, I have found that ancient wisdom, particularly that of the ancient Greek philosophers, is thoroughly relevant today.